USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says there is a decision made about how to respond to recent Iranian-backed militia attacks that killed three U.S. troops. He did not offer much more for reporters outside the White House as he departed on Tuesday. Biden added he does hold Iran responsible for supporting the militant groups that attacked. One House Republican is suggesting the U.S. impose new economic sanctions against the Iranian regime.
Called the SHIP Act to go after the Iranian oil that they're selling to China, which is how they're funding all of these proxies.
The Stop Harboring Iranian Petroleum Act would impose sanctions on persons who work with Iranian oil, preventing them from obtaining visas or owning property inside the United States. President Biden does not seem to mind keeping former President Trump on election ballots in 2024. Before hopping on board Marine One for Joint Base Andrews, Biden was asked if Trump should be allowed on the ballot. The president responded, saying, as far as he is concerned, quote, that's fine. Biden has said he believed that Trump supported an insurrection, referring to the 2020 post-election period and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Central bankers meet this week, and the question remains, where will interest rates go?
The first meeting of the year for the Federal Open Market Committee began on Tuesday. The two-day event will conclude with an announcement regarding the future of interest rates on Wednesday. While current projections from most analysts suggest no immediate change in rates, there is ongoing speculation about the possibility of a rate cut in March.
USA's John Schaefer. The Department of Justice is opening an investigation into defund the police proponent Congresswoman Cori Bush, a Democrat of Missouri. On Tuesday, Bush responded with remarks of her own, stating the DOJ's investigation into her campaign spending is politically motivated. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is refuting allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging from the U.S. Senate might be motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people.
Johnson maintains the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Four are reported dead in the wake of a tour boat sinking in a strong sea swell near Cancun, Mexico. The boat was carrying more than 15 guests and three crew members when it got overwhelmed and sank. So far, eight have been confirmed safe and sound. No identities have been released yet. More supplies are on their way for the crew of the International Space Station, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, late Tuesday.
Five, four, three, two, one, ignition.
Notably, the rocket propelled the Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo spacecraft into orbit for its inaugural journey. Universal Orlando Resort is revealing new details about its next theme park and hotel attractions. Universal Epic Universe is set to open next year and will include five brand new lands. There will be Super Nintendo World, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, and Dark Universe. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.